Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trap game, my bum. Not with this leadership. Not with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. The accountability of the players, the leadership from the captains. Is this a trap game? You guys need a little extra rest? We could cut those meetings short. Oh, hell no, coach. Oh, you guys, it's going to be a little cold out. You guys want to practice in the bubble to recover? Oh, hell no, coach. That's what the leaders said, Nick Vitsy-Stevens. The vibes, we're just going to take the vibes that we picked up in the spring and the summer and grab that baton from the Red Sox and hand it to Drake May and your New England Patriots, because I'm sorry, I was a little hesitant with the 41 guys lifted on the off day Tuesday thing last week.
Yeah, because who really wants to go to Planet Fitness when you can go to Gillette Stadium?
Plus,
right?
I also don't know how many guys lifted last year. I don't really have a relative
But how many guys
number.
Lift, you know, because, right. You know, we are in the post-Gronk squat Jake Bailey gate like Guerrero time.
But this, where you have leadership that says, no, we need that extra 35 minutes of meeting. Who likes meetings? I mean, you and I have been known in a few meetings to say, this could have been an email.
This very well could have been an email. And it's a 25-minute meeting. Like, what exactly, I love the fact that Vrabel has it down to the minute.
Yeah.
I can save you 25 minutes by cutting out this meeting and the leadership, which is now, of course, famously, as he said back in January, we're removing entitlement from the building. He swept clear all the previous guys, all of whom last year were injured, traded, or departed, from David Andrews through Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise, and beyond.
We also cleared the runway
for
a certain number 10 to take over.
And that worked out extremely well for his benefit.
So far, we'll see.
I think people, so far, so good. By and large, and people are actually buying his jersey now and not just taping his name over Jones or Garoppolo as well. So everything is working out. The only thing I think anybody needs to be concerned with tomorrow night is injury. Whether the Patriots are injured enoughish coming off of a very hard-fought, physical, contested game Sunday down in Tampa, and or can they escape playing mildly compromised and not get injured further. That is my primary concern heading into tomorrow night, as well as heading out of tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm having fewer and fewer concerns about tomorrow night. I said to you on the Six Rings post-game show, by the way, welcome to WEEI Afternoons on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon in the city of Boston and all across
New
England.
It's a lovely fall day.
It is a nice fall day.
It is.
There's a chill in the air, but it's
like
not bad. It's an acceptable chill for November.
No, it's good. It's good air. It's like that kind of air that reminds you, you're alive.
We are alive, and I think the Patriots are more alive than ever. And I said to you on Sunday night, I think the word I used was icky. This might be an icky game against the Jets. Feels less icky the more we go along. Yeah, and that's fine. Any of those words, Ted Johnson brought up in his three-point stance yesterday that this was the first legitimate trap game of the season. I'm feeling less and less about that way.
This one?
Yeah, and I get it. I get a division foe, short week, banged up, you know, all these things. But the more I hear Mike Vrabel talk and the more I hear the leadership talk, whether that's Drake May or Stephon Diggs or those, or just see their examples, yesterday would have been a really easy day to practice inside. Like, if you just wanted to be a soft team or a coddled team, I also wonder, is it a test?
Like, is Vrabel putting out little tests and they don't even know they're being tested for where they're at in their accountability development as a leadership group?
Aren't the tests over at this point now?
I don't
like,
think so.
Don't you earn your big boy pants by a certain point in the season? And then it's like, hey, you know, like, it's like parenting. Do you have to keep parenting them in 14, 16, 18? Or, like, do you get to a point where
no.
it's like just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
You always have.
I know
tests.
You want to, like, you want to put your feet up and be Grandpa Fitz, but...
Wait a second. Stanley, do you have children we don't know about?
I might have children I don't know about, but 100%. I think, Andy, you know what? I never thought about that, but you know what? That testing does kind of make sense, and I think, no, the testing never stops.
I wonder if he was testing them. Like, yeah, we can end this meeting early. What do you guys think about that? Or, yeah, we could go into the whatever the hell they call it, waste management field house or whatever it is down there. And he's hoping they answer right, but he's kind of like putting it out there. And he might have said, you jackasses, that's the wrong answer. We're going outside and now we're tacking on an extra 30 minutes on the back
end. You're supposed to say, yes, sir, can I have another meeting? You're supposed to say, I want to practice extra long out in the elements. Well, we have to not practice extra long because then we may get the organization fined. But you know what we mean, Coach. This is such a testament to the strength of this new leadership core. You know, we've been batting around like, oh, man, what an offseason they had. Such a great draft. More props and hip-hops need to be given now to their free agency class, because look how good Milton Williams is. Look at what a badass Matt Collins is. Look at the leadership from Steph Diggs. The fact that they've all of it has gelled together to form this like unified team that you would swear hasn't been playing together for 8 months, but 8 years is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. I think there's a luck portion to it. I think you can think you're doing the right thing as a coach and put the right pieces together, and then I think you kind of cross your fingers and hope that it comes together as well as it had. And that leads me to the question. A, is the culture and the vibes actually the biggest difference in this team? Like, we've talked a lot about coaching, right? The coaching staff and the offensive. We've talked a lot about quarterback play. Drake May is freaking awesome. We've talked a lot about various positions, the offensive line or whoever. Is it maybe just the culture that's been the biggest deal? Because remember, all of the things a year ago that were just so weird or off or at times like bad, whether it was social media and the Jalen Ragers or guys bitching about the ball at wide receiver, even little things. I think it was Godchaw was on with the midday show and he was like, yeah, I think it seemed like people were taking plays off. Like he was kind of calling out teammates on the radio. And part of us is like, oh, that's kind of interesting. We've never had this before in New England. And then it's like, that's also terrible. How about you talk to him off air?
I had a Godchaw interview where he burped and dropped an S-bomb.
Oh, great. So I do wonder, is culture maybe the biggest change with this team? Vibes. Is that maybe the biggest improvement?
That's a quarter in the vibes jar.
For your 2025 New England Patriots to the point where, and Ted has mentioned this a lot, and we'll talk to Ted about it at 3 o'clock and beyond here on WEEI Afternoons. Also, 3:45. We'll have our weekly chat with Adam Schefter, noted Drake May fantasy owner. I'm sure he's excited.
Is this the week where we ask him straight up, like right out the gate, like, is it time for you to admit the Patriots are not just a playoff contender, but a Super Bowl contender?
Sure. Is that your question?
I think you'll beat me to it. But
no, you can have that. I'll save that for you. I'll come up with a. I got to come up with a Drake take of the week from Adam Schefter. You know
how
works.
Are you? Doesn't necessarily
nope,
count.
Okay. It doesn't. But when we talk to Ted, Ted has talked about past great teams and self-policing or accountability within the team, that the policing can't just come from the head coach or, you know, position coaches or leaders. I feel, did we just become a team in New England that the leadership is what is kind of keeping everything in check? The wide receiver position, let's go there. The Stephon Diggs leadership, the way that Pop Douglas has accepted whatever his role is, whatever it was and isn't and all, like, are they now policing themselves where Vrabel can do a little bit what you're talking about? Maybe isn't done, but maybe is a little bit like, oh, wow, this is nice to just kind of watch these boys take care of themselves.
It's almost like being president and then having all your different executive bodies of government and all of your different, you know, departments, Homeland Security, Transportation, Education. He's got a very, right now at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with the Patriots, he has the most functional football government I have seen there since probably the mid-2010s, right before the whole Guerrero and everything broke out in 2017, Tom versus Time, et cetera, Johnny effing Foxborough. Like, everything, every group he has set up. And it also stems from the leadership, too, from Josh McDaniels and Thomas Brown and Doug Marrone. and Todd Downing, all these guys have their different fiefdoms in their different departments, you know, department of wide receiver, department of quarterbacks, department of offensive line. They're all vastly improved. They're all highly functional, and they're self-policing now, which means he can be a little bit more of a hands-off coach in terms of talking to his players like kids and worrying about the big things with stretch and other things that have other teams afraid of playing the Patriots at this point.
Is it as simple as the 617 texter says? And if you want to join the text line or the phone call, 617-779-7937. 617 says they're tough, just like their coach. Is it as simple as that? Whatever that cocksure, cockiness, swagger, Mike Vrabel enters a room, you know he's in the room. Mm-hmm. Is it as simple as they're tough like their coach?
Can it be as simple as this? The talent on this team is so drastically improved.
So you think it's the talent creating good vibes, not vibes allowing the talent to succeed?
I almost feel like if we're going to do first? Like an emergency power ranking, I would say the talent overall, followed by the culture, and then followed by good fortune and health.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think I'd put culture at the top of the list.
Over talent.
I think they love each other. I said to you probably 6 weeks ago, I know they love their coach. They've made it quite clear they love their coach.
I spoke earlier this morning, friend. You know him very well. He does the All 32 podcast with Giardi. Turn on the Jets. Will Parkinson, mm-hmm. Excellent Jets fan, Jets broadcaster as well.
That's too bad.
I know. He's a very good guy. He should pick
a new team.
He really should. He's hurt. He's hurting just like everyone is. There's videos that we'll play a little bit from later on in the show from SNY, the Jets network down there, the Jet work, if you will, with their broadcasters talking about how painful this game is, but also how inspirational this game is. It's painful because the Jets desperately wanted Mike Vrabel, didn't go aggressively enough after him, didn't offer him too much money so that he didn't even want to take the New England interview. But at the same time, they also are going to seek inspiration from Vrabel because Aaron Glenn and all these other people in the Jets organization, Andy, are going to convince themselves, hey, if Vrabel could basically do it in a year, so can we. This is going to become, Mike Vrabel is now establishing a new standard in the NFL where people are going to believe with a good draft, with a great free agency class, and nailing the quarterback, and that's obviously the biggest problem with the Jets.
I was going to say, I would reorder those a little bit.
Well, that was more of a build-up as opposed to a power ranking. And obviously, it's not Justin Fields, but you got to nail that quarterback. Nope. When you get those three things in line, just the same way there's all that alignment, favorite word of the year for the Red Sox and Breslow, when you have that alignment, you actually have a team, and then you can establish culture, and then you begin winning.
So you touched on it a little bit. I want to dig a little deeper. This is the best Patriots, and I don't know, if you don't want to use the word vibes, don't. If you don't like vibes around here, I know Dan Ball doesn't really love the word vibes. Didn't you give me a hard time, Dan Ball, previously in the Red Sox world of vibes being overused?
Yeah, I do think it's overused. I think there are more eloquent ways that you can
culture?
State it. Like culture. I think culture is the perfect or more sports-appropriate word.
Okay. You know the vibes?
So let's go to culture. This is the best Patriots culture mm-hmm. since... ..
2014.
I would argue it's further back than that.
I think we might be able to argue 2004.
I think that 2014 team really liked each other. I think they had great vibes on that team. Ascending Edelman, Amendola, healthy, taking on his new role. A full season of Gronk, Revis. Like, that was a
LaFell. Giselle was part of it. Guerrero she was liked part it, of it.
And they were beneath, they were more
I think the seeds the of scenes. Discontent were already sprouting.
I think they came up, I think, in 2015. Like, you can plant. They're laying fallow at the time.
Oh, no. They had shot through. And you pulled a couple, and you're like, phew, I got to those before.
I don't know. That team.
Oh, my God, there's more.
That team, that I mean, come on. That team, that stadium, that whole entire scene. I think
it's 04.
Really?
I go back to 04. I think that 04 team, obviously, we get into the same question. Is it easy to have good culture when you're so dominant? Because that was a dominant football team with Corey Dillon, everything they could do. But I think that team was all in. And you know what that team had? Consistency with coaching. Remember, that was prior to Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss leaving and sort of now finding new ways with Josh McDaniels and Eric Mangini. Like,
was that the last year of Rack? It was the last year of Rack and Charlie Weiss as well. And we
Glad
know how
I just
much
said
they,
that.
Yeah, sorry. I know the transition, but like that, not enough is placed on that.
No, I know. And I think that is foundationally timeline point there. And I think this is the best since then. And some of it is the opposite end of the spectrum, but is the coaching staff and the stability and everything that he's brought, which is why I guess we can't get greedy there. Yeah, we can't get greedy.
Go ahead.
Because we're going to get into Josh later and where his coaching stature
is
going.
Please.
But isn't it safe to say
hogwash?
This coaching staff will only be together for 1 year.
No.
I think it's safe to say
Now, when you say coaching staff.
Thomas Brown and Doug Marone.
Oh, the entirety of
yes.
it.
Yes.
They're
going to lose somebody.
Todd Downing or Thomas Brown
OC
or is going to be an OC someplace.
Okay, see, that's my point.
Yeah, okay.
So you're only going to get this exact grouping.
Your executive structure will stay in place.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch, McDaniels, Terrell Williams. Jennings will probably be here too. And Mike Vrabel, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Someone else, though, I wouldn't say
position
Marone.
Coaches will.
Yeah,
will
someone's going to have to go, especially since Thomas Brown did so much last year for the Bears.
Yes.
And now you've got people like, I think McDaniels would probably tell you, you know, over a draft beer, hey, this guy, he's helping me out a lot.
Well, and you're probably going to get to some of, you know, people, we're not going to get Sean McVay, and every year they pull apart, his passing game coordinator I'll take from Sean McVay. I think you're going to get some of that from this successful Drake May offense. Yes, Dan Ball?
In the same breath, though, guys, wouldn't you say that the Patriots are becoming more of a destination, no longer football Siberia for players?
Oh, 100%.
And wouldn't we be able to say the same thing about coaches?
100%.
I would trust them to be able to replace those individuals pretty swiftly, considering how easily they did it in year one.
Yeah, if other offensive coordinators get canned around the league, but they're still well-regarded, Andy, wouldn't they want to come just the same way, Dan? There used to be the whole thing about get yourself around Belichick and Brady, you get the Patriot cologne on you, you rehab your image, next thing you know, you're coordinating somewhere else in 2 years.
Now it's the Vrabel May cologne, I think, a little bit, and that's good for people. And yes, and also, if they look at it on paper and they're like, you have how much cap space? Oh, so you're probably going to either draft or sign a really good receiver or draft. You know what I mean? Every position might look at it as I'm probably going to be given some new talent on top of the talent that's allowing them to succeed this year. But it's all good. It's all good, right? It's all good in that room. And this was just the latest, greatest example, because much like a year ago where we had all the little brush fires that are bad.
They were more than brush fires.
What's the opposite of a brush fire, like a good thing? We've had lots of little examples of culture and leadership and Steph Diggs and
I would say I'm not going to say rainbows, but I would
rainbows.
Sure,
you've had lots of little rainbows, and I think this week was an example of kind of a few mini rainbows kind of coming together to make one big rainbow. And it's accountability, it's leadership. No, you know, coach, we're not going to lose to the Jets. Relax, we're going to practice, we're going to go to meetings, we're going to be prepared. It also helps that they stink.
Can we have fried? They stink. Can we have fried? Like, they're probably also looking towards the secret gold and
they're not dumb.
Dangling carrot of like, can we have Friday off? We have a micro buy.
They're not dumb. If we go take care of business, we're going to have a fun weekend.
72 to 96 hours. OFF.
So a bad team is coming to town. Do we need 20 minutes earlier this, you know, Tuesday, or would rather have the whole weekend off? And I think you'll get their answer, and you'll get their answer with their performance on Thursday night against a bad Jets team that's won two in a row.
They have
two in a row.
And isn't it funny that they're actually playing seemingly better football? Granted, they didn't necessarily beat great teams, but they're playing.
I don't think we do that in New England because we were on the wrong end of that for a while. So now you play the schedule put in front of you, right?
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. Do you expect the Jets to put forth a representative effort tomorrow night?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they're good enough. I think they're probably going to have to throw for more than 47 yards to beat Drake May. I think they're probably going to, and if they don't return a kick and a punt for a touchdown, where's it coming from? I started to dabble in their statistics. They don't sack the quarterback, so that's good.
No, they don't rush the pack.
They also don't pick off the quarterback. So the two ways
it's
that
I pass defense, but it's not.
But they don't make those plays. They're minus 10 in turnover ratio. So if I were going to try to convince myself of a trap game, I would have thought Drake May gets hit, Drake May throws picks. Well, the Jets don't really hit the quarterback, and they don't really get picked off passes from the quarterback. So two steps right there towards the Patriots taking care of it.
And they can kind of run, but New England has the best run defense in football. So
boom,
everything, the Trinity is lining up there so that it should be a Patriots dominant night. Again, I just think it's going to take a while for things to get in rhythm because you are coming off such a physical game Sunday in the heat.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about the culture that Dan Ball wants me to call it? The culture down in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. Drake May and the leadership. No, they don't want to take time off from meetings, coach. No, they don't want to be soft and go inside. They want to be on the field in the elements preparing for Thursday night. Is this the best culture this team has had since, well, Ted Johnson was on it back in 2004. How good is this culture in New England right now? Take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Up next, Rob Gronkowski was back at Gillette Stadium. I don't believe there were any vroom vrooms today, but Rob Gronkowski, one-day contract to retire a Patriot. Is he the greatest tight end of all time? Is he one of the most dominant Patriots, physically dominant Patriots of all time? And does he deserve a statue at Gillette Stadium? Apparently we're building statues these days. A little Gronkowski talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.